grants from the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. I can't directly bring greetings to you from Shanlipopam because that's contrary to my conditions. But I did speak to John Clark this morning, and I want to let everyone know what high spirits they're in. While they may be held in custody for no legal ground and on strictly political reasons, the reason that they're in high spirits is because of people like the Colonel right here, because of people like Brian over there, the people who are here today, who live at Tent City, who live in the hostels, who live in the shelters, and who have fought with us every step of the way. And I think of those people also who aren't here, like Dusty and like Frank, who are members, who are still members of our coalition. And it's for them. It's for them. It's the lives that the people are being forced to lead. It's the poverty and the destitution that is being rammed down people's throats. And that the fact that in the face of that, people every day still struggle against this government. And when John, and I'm sure also when Sean, knows that it makes their time go damn fast. Because they are not alone. They are not abandoned. There are all of these people here today who know what is going on is wrong and who have committed and are committed to carrying on, not just with their release, but with the ongoing struggle against poverty and the Harris government. And I just also want to say, I know Cheryl called out before that resistance can't be jailed. And an interesting comment, because I'm also aware that on Range 5 in Whitby Jail, there's quite a bit of organizing going on. So let me just say that right now there is there's considerable issues around conditions in Whitby, as there are in jails all across this province and, in fact, the country. In Whitby, people can't get medication on time. When they're dealing with high blood pressure, they can't get their medication. They're dealing with all these different kinds of issues. There's a particular issue around a chin-up bar that was taken out of the range on the grounds that somehow it was a security risk. And there's also just a general issue around representation, that when inmates have legitimate grievances and problems with the jail, that there is no formal representation that is available. And I know that a letter has gone in to the superintendent of Whitby Jail, signed by every single person on that range, calling for a formal and official system of representation to be set up. So let me just say, you know, in broader terms, if the state really thinks that they're doing good and protecting themselves by keeping these individuals in jail, they might better think again, because there really is not any greater place of political and potential conflict than when you have a situation where, you know, cells that are meant for two men are crowded with three and four on a routine basis. If you're talking about a potential explosion, well, I think any one of the jails in Ontario, there's always that potential. So they might better want to think whether, in the interest of, as they would put, the calmness and the working of society, whether it's really in their best interest to have those two gentlemen locked up right now.